apologies to all Bengal fans because we are going to fade that there because I have on the line People Before Profit TD Gino Kinney. But before I talk to Gino, folks, I want just to listen to an excerpt from an interview that was done by my colleague Leslie Murphy with Vera Toomey, mother of that little girl from Cork, a couple of weeks ago, actually on the 14th of September. Leslie spoke to Vera Toomey. And before I talk to Gino, I just want you to listen to a 30-second excerpt from that interview.
I'm concerned Ava will get her medication, because if paediatric neurologists and specialists over in Holland have recommended that she's placed on this treatment, then it must be allowed. It has to be allowed for her. It must.
Yes.
The length of time it's going to take, I don't know. But, like, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I mean, like, if I have to put my coat on and walk back up to Dublin again, girl, I will do it, you know.
Gino Kinney, good morning. Welcome to Northside Today.
Morning, Donny. Morning.
Does that not make us sound like, I don't know, I was going to say that when it comes to certain things in this country, we're almost like a third world country, but the particularly in relation to Vera Toomey, Gino, I think that woman has walked, if not once, certainly twice up to Dublin and has spoken to ministers for health, and still she's no further along. I mean, we're talking about the life of a little girl here who is, from what I can understand, Gino, and you can talk more extensively about this because you know more about it than I do. She has a condition which sees her taking seizure after seizure after seizure. Medicinal cannabis that she is now taking abroad, because she can't take it here legally, has reduced those seizures right down, but yet she can't take it in her own country.
Yeah, correct, Donny. I mean, every time I hear, you know, Vera talking about her daughter, I mean, I just get so angry about the situation that she's in at the moment. And you're right, she's in Holland at the moment, in The Hague, getting treatment for her daughter. And she's been there for the last four months. And she's been prescribed medicinal cannabis by a doctor and overseen by one of the top consultants in Holland. And she is doing amazingly well. Like, she has, I think, had one seizure in the last 4 months. She looks great, and she's doing fantastically well. Obviously, then, she wants to come back to Ireland. In order for Ava and Vera to come back to Ireland, she needs a licence, because, obviously, Ava can come back anytime, but she can't come back with the medication. So what the plan is that, you know, once the time is up, a certain period of time is over, she's over in Holland, hopefully then she can get a recommendation from the neurologist, and then the neurologist in Cork can make a recommendation to apply for a licence. That's the mechanism to get a licence. But it's literally ludicrous. You have a situation where she cannot come back with the medication because she would be not arrested, but the cannabis oil would be actually confiscated from her because it's a Schedule 1 drug.
Yeah, you were actually in her company, Gino, I think, when Vera Toomey highlighted it by doing that, because I think she came back from, was it Spain or somewhere, and she
Barcelona,
and declared it for customs and excise. It wasn't that she was trying to smuggle it in, do anything overtly illegal. She declared that she had this, and they were left with no option but to take it.
Yeah. So it's an ongoing thing, not just for the Paddy family, but there's other people that go over to Barcelona or Holland, and they're getting treatment for themselves or treatment for their family members, but it has to be done incognito, because what people are getting is illegal in Ireland. It's legal in Holland and probably 11 other countries in Europe. So we have this kind of ludicrous situation where people are kind of medical refugees and have to seek treatment elsewhere. Now, obviously, the bill that I put forward last year, cannabis for medicinal use, if that bill was passed tomorrow, then, you know, the likes of Vera Toomey and Ava would not be in Holland. They would be in Cork at the moment, getting treatment under medical supervision prescribed by a doctor. the cannabis started taking.
Gino, I know it's something like that, that, as you say, you put forward the bill in relation to this, and you know, to me, it's a no-brainer, but I mean, that's me, like,
yeah.
But the powers that be, for want of a better word of describing them, they seem to treat this like a total, complete and utter political hot potato. Nobody wants to do anything about it. You know, I mean, I have said before in relation to other matters, Gino, that we have a government in this country, and if they were handing out Olympic medals for kicking the can down the road, they'd have more than anybody else. But, I mean, this is, like, it's frustrating for me, but, I mean, I can only imagine what it must be like for Vera Toomey and the countless other Vera Toomeys out there, and for a little child, for something which yeah. is, as you say, you know, it's available in 11 other countries. We have people yeah. who are eminently medically qualified in 11 other countries saying this is the way forward, and yet there's a stone wall in front of them in this country, and seemingly to me now, Gino, standing on the outside looking in, all they're getting is platitudes and handy chat, but there's nothing practical being done to help them. And I mean, you're not talking just about Vera and Ava here. There are obviously hundreds of people with different conditions that this would benefit.
No, definitely. And just to give people a kind of an update of where the bill is at, I mean, I put the bill forward over a year ago, and then it got cross-party support on the 1st of December. So basically went to, it's called pre-deliberative scrutiny. So it goes to a health committee made up of about 12 different TDs and centres from different parties. So they scrutinised the bill. And from the get-go, the bill was being sabotaged completely by individuals that don't want to see the bill go any further. So they commissioned a report on the second last day of the Dáil in July, which was very convenient, actually, by the way. And they made a recommendation that the bill shouldn't progress any further. So obviously, you know, I would be contrary to that. And there's going to be a debate on the report on the 9th of November in the Dáil. Now, all indications that all the bigger parties will vote against our bill. So that means if that happens, our bill is dead. And that means that, you know, people that what our bill was trying to encompass and trying to do was to give people legal and medical access to medicinal cannabis. So if that's shut down, which it more than likely probably will at this stage, that means then, you know, people like Vera and other countless others that are in kind of similar situations will be kind of, you know, left in the lurch. And more importantly is that people at this moment in time that are using cannabis technically illegally and actually breaking the law, our bill is to kind of decriminalise them and bring them into, get them, you know, give them medical supervision. Because, see, I don't think there's thousands, but there's many people taking cannabis for medicinal use at the moment, not under medical supervision. So that would need to be regulated. You know, the doctor probably knows that they're doing it, but it would be better if it was under medical supervision and kind of knowing exactly what they're taking. Because some people don't know exactly what they're taking. Some of the people are getting online, so you don't know the content of what actually you're taking. So that's very, very important that it would be regulated and under medical supervision and given people, so they have a prescription. So if anybody is, for like forever kind of ailment that they have, if they're getting cannabis as a medical choice, they would have a prescription with them on in their hand to say, look, I have a prescription to say that I'm entitled to and have medical reason for this cannabis. So that's where it's at the moment. And you know, it makes me just so angry that it's been dragged out so much, Donny, because this could have been this could have been sorted out months ago. But there's vested interests here in the Dáil to say that our bill shouldn't go any further.
And Gino, that's exactly what I was coming to now. Number one, why do you think that it was sabotaged? And number two, what's to be gained by scuppering this? I mean, again, I go back to the kernel of the argument in relation to this, and obviously it's not my position to be, or my place to be making arguments. But if it helps a small child and, as you say, countless hundreds other in the country. Like, there's a structure there. The consultant says, yes, this would help. And the doctor issues a prescription and supervises the administration of it. So, therefore, it's properly regulated. So, why scupper it? And who's benefiting from blocking it, Gino?
Well, the vested interest is basically from the government. And they don't want to see the bill, you know, they've said it from the very start that they didn't want to see the bill go to the second stage on the 4th of December. And their vested interest is that they think the bill that Ryan put forward is too broad, and they've made all sorts of conspicuous kind of arguments about why it shouldn't go any further. But they're going to introduce their own bill. They've already introduced, and not a bill as such, they're going to introduce secondary legislation to say that they're setting up this, it's called the Cannabis Compassionate Access Scheme. Now, that sounds okay until you see the details of it. Now, their Compassionate Access Scheme is extremely limited and extremely restrictive. It wouldn't, for example, in Ava Barry's case in Holland, it wouldn't help her. She would be still in the same position as she is now. So their programme is extremely restrictive, and the government have a vested interest to kind of see that kind of put forward rather than air bill. So that's the battle that we're going to have. Other countries around Europe have an access programme, a cannabis access programme, and it's open to many conditions, such as like intractable epilepsy, which Ava has, and then like pain management and so forth. So, like, different countries have kind of more broader schemes and broader programmes. That's the one we're kind of advocating. Obviously it's new for the medical profession. I perfectly understand that in Ireland. Like medicinal cannabis is probably a new thing in kind of the medical kind of sphere and the political sphere. So that's what we're trying to put forward. And it seems to be that they're going to block it and have their own program, the access program, which I said it will be highly restrictive. And that's the vested interest. And there's other vested interests as well, because we've been accused of playing political football with this. I mean, that's nothing further can be from the truth, because I've always said that I will sit down with anybody in the Dáil, absolutely anybody, go through the bill. If certain things, you need to take out the bill, I've no problem with that. No problem with, adding things or whatever that needs to be done to get, ultimately, at the end of the day, the result would be that people have that want, or kind of orthodox medicine simply hasn't worked for them. They have a choice of, going to the doctor and say, look, I think, this particular plant could actually help my condition, my son's condition, my daughter's condition. They'd have the choice. But that's been scuppered, and we'll probably find out on the 9th of November what the government are kind of going to introduce probably later this year.
Well, Gino, we'll be watching that with great interest. Gino, I appreciate your time this morning, and thanks so much for taking the call.
No problem.
Before I let you go, Gino, just one from left field, I suppose, and discuss this beforehand, Gino, but the last time we were to talk, you were in Barcelona monitoring the situation there in relation to Catalan independence. Where do you see it now, Gino?
Yeah, I was over there a week and a half ago as an observer, as we were invited over by an organisation called COOP, and they have 10 MPs in the Catalonian Parliament. So, it's kind of on the knife edge, the whole situation. The good thing about it, it's kind of, it's non-violent. There's no kind of...
That was actually going to be one of my questions, Gino. It's non-violent at the moment. You, having been out there and on the ground and observing it and speaking to people and seeing it firsthand, is there a potential for it to turn violent? Because I would think that if it was to turn violent, it could be extremely...
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, I mean, the history of Catalonian independence has never been, there's never been an armed struggle as such, similar to, say, the Basque country, something like that. So at the moment, it's relatively peaceful. There could be, I mean, there could be, there's been huge demonstrations over the last 3 to 4 weeks of like 500,000 people for Catalonia independence, and obviously trade unions are involved and all that. So the situation is kind of, it's tense, and it could spill over to unrest. That's like, hopefully that doesn't happen. But I mean, the people in Catalonia want, you know, they want self-determination, and you know, I think they'll all be played out in the next probably 3 to 6 months, and how that's going to be played out. But you know, it's like, you know, different countries where they want to kind of, you know, their rights, their kind of self-determination, and Catalonia is no different from the north of Ireland or the Basque country, where, you know, if they want to break free from Spain or Britain, I mean, obviously people should be given the choice, and they've had a referendum. So, but that's going to be played out in the next, I think, 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, and we have a similar situation, I think, unfolding in Italy as well at the moment, Gino. Anyway, yeah. Listen, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Gino. I really appreciate it, and thanks for your time, and I wish you well with that bill, and of course it goes without saying that we wish Fiona Toomey, her family, and little Ava, as most of all, the very best for the future. Thanks, Gino.
Yeah, thanks. See you, Donny.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.